debt free.
Right.
It's just all kinds of ways that the Lord, other than my scenario that I'm playing out, that the Lord was like, hey, do you trust me? Like what you were saying, do you trust me or not? Do you believe the love that I have for you? The First Corinthians 13 love, it is for us and other people, but it's also God saying to us, this is how much I love you.
And that's what David prayed, is let it be done unto me according to your loving kindness.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
So, yeah.
Hallelujah.
So, that's all I'm saying, getting back to the KCB students. So, you know what? Whether God just gives them the money in their hand, whether they got all their money last Sunday, it's still not the only way that God can get it to them. Right? So, that's what we're going to pray about today. And we're going to pray for them finances. And because to me, when I pray about and see the KCB students, I really see them as an extension of this ministry. I see them going into all parts of the earth, right? Just really taking the gospel, taking the prophetic anointing, prophesying over whatever region, you know, that they're in, taking that out, you know, into places where maybe Brother Colton might not ever go to that city, but here they are, an extension, and they will be going. They can prophesy over that region. They can speak the word over that region. They, you know, God will give them open doors for them to be friends with the governor or the mayor or whatever, you know, and to have that open door to minister to people. So that's how I see them. And so many of them really do make a sacrifice because they're coming to seek God. And this, I mean, the scriptures, I know we hear them sometimes, but the scriptures are so holy. And so sometimes we just have to really take a scripture. Here's how God does for me. We take a scripture and we just meditate, like we get it so deep into our spirit, right? Instead of it goes past our head and it's really down in our spirit. So when it comes up out of us, even when we're praying it for somebody else, there's some depth to it. You know, I just want there to be depth to what I'm doing. Like I want it to be God. God breathing on it. The Holy Spirit breathing on it.
Amen.
You know, I don't want to just pray in tongues just because I can. Because if you're talking about praying in tongues, I can go a marathon. Just, you know, I mean, I really can. I can get in there with some machine guns and I won't let up. I mean, just in the natural, I can do it. But I want to just kind of step back.
Excuse me.
More of God involved in it, right? I mean, because over the years, I've been an intercessor, and I think anybody in this room, Kim has done the longest. Oh, man, Kim, my gosh, it's been like 10 plus weeks.
Yeah.
Do we venture out there to say almost 20?
I was a baby.
Right. Oh my gosh, you've been at least 15 plus, right? Because how old is at least?
Yeah, because Lele's 15, yeah.
At least, I say
12.
12.
Yeah.
12 years.
I would say 12.
12 years.
Wow.
So she can tell you, those that don't, it don't change. That's what she do. But, so she knows, because we prayed together over the years for a lot of things. She knows. We can get in there with some machine guns. We can go for hours too, or we can go.
Take a nap, get back up.
Right, you say? right here has helped me to stop, drop, and roll. I'm hearing the words coming up out of my mouth. I'm hearing what the Holy Spirit is saying, right? And it's the interpretation of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes we're hearing our tongues, even hearing your tongues enough to know, and the Holy Spirit telling you, your tongue should be coming to a new maturity.
Mm-hmm.
Your tongue should be changing. And I love what Lynn Hammond said, that God will give you a new tongue for a different season.
Mm-hmm.
In your prayer life.
Mm-hmm.
So, and a long, long time ago, I heard that, I don't know, maybe it must have been maybe Pastor Gary that taught this, how our tongues should change. So, which, let's be real about that, because you know, you hear yourself and you're like, okay, yeah, that's, yeah, I'm praying in tongues. But to hear yourself to know enough that my tongues need to be developing.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be reaching. They need to be saying something different. Right? Because praying in tongues, because our tongues should be reaching a new place in the Spirit. You don't want to go into you probably won't go into a new place in the Spirit with the same tongue. Because there's a different door open, there's a different access, there's a new portal. So the anointing falling afresh upon you in His presence, in the process, God being a God of increase, everything should be increasing, including our tongues. Coming to a new place, coming to reaching a new place in the Spirit, launching out into the deep. But you're going to have to stop, drop, and roll and really listen. Wait a minute. What's coming up? What am I saying right now to heaven?
Mm-hmm.
You know, get more intimate with it. And I really believe that is what's coming up out of heaven right now, is the intimacy. But to get there, the change in tongues, but you cannot be in the spirit. That right there is such a mystery to some people. And it's like, I'm praying in the spirit. No, you're not. You're praying in tongues, but you're not over in the spirit. I'm telling you what I hear. By that, I could tell you you're not in the spirit. You're in your mind praying in tongues. That right there is where I've grown so weary of. You know? I want to know the presence of God. I want that time to be really in the spirit. I want my tongues to be, as you say, engaged with the Holy Spirit. I want to be in the spirit.
Somebody said something to me this last couple weeks ago. They said, "Is this battle yours?" And I was like, "Okay, so what does that mean to me, God?" And he said, "You know the word. You know how to pray." He said, "But are you trying to fight the battle, or are you coming to me first?"
Right.
So that's what, like you said, I've been really examining myself in every situation. We need to, is this battle ours? Am I supposed to be doing something in the natural, or is this something I'm supposed to be taking care of in the spiritual?
Totally. Right.
It's been a whole different ballgame.
Right, because here's the thing. To acknowledge Him always first, then there's never a question, is it mine? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, the whole thing is to acknowledge Him first, right? To give the Holy Spirit first place, right? That's the whole thing. Then me, my, I is going to take a back seat. And so it's because of His love. It's because of what He wants to do for us. It's because of what we've been asking Him for that He wants to bring a full manifestation in our lives. That's why He's calling us to this in the body of Christ. It's because of what we've already prayed. And here's the answer. You know, we've been calling for the abundant harvest. Here's the answer. Just get intimate with me.
Amen.
And then I'm like, Lord, is it that simple? Can it be that simple? Are you kidding me? All this time, Lord, is it that simple? I think it is, because if the things of the Spirit, if the angels that are in this room right now are more real than you guys, right? If the Holy Spirit is present and He's more real than you guys, you know what I'm saying? And if we're not there to see that, to sense that, we have to, like you said, we have to question ourselves, what am I doing? What is that? Go ahead. Oh yeah, you know what? We'll find a place for you right now.
is they've got a start,
mm-hmm.
but that's what they've come for, is to learn how to learn what we're talking about,
right.
is to learn how to apply it to your life, to learn how to seek out that destination, to learn how to find out where they're going and be led by Him and Him only.
Mm-hmm.
And so the big step of faith was to get here,
mm-hmm.
but then how do I keep applying it to my life and keep it real at all times? I think that's what we're all coming to that point
mm-hmm.
too. And, you know, and it, when that person said that to me, the Lord said, you stop seeking me first. And there's a lot of, you know, the big things that
right.
come up, you know, you start.
Yeah.
But it's like, He said, no. Your first instinct, anytime anything happens, whether it's, you know, just in your thought life, but He said, seek me first.
Right.
Seek me first. And you begin to get back to that point where you seek me first for everything.
Yeah.
There's no battle.
Matthew 6:33. Yeah. So back you told me, I think that was the perfect place.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's it, to grow into it. Because let me just throw my stuff out there. Because the Lord was like, is really who you are to your, get what you need from the Lord, take it out, go out, spread the gospel, and give others your testimony about, I went there, I was concerned about, but here's what God did. Just like your testimony. You know what I'm saying? So we want them to stand. It, don't go by what it looks like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're not in the natural, but go into the supernatural, that if God brought you here, He's going to provide. He's going to provide. So that having been said, Matthew 6:33, which is what I thought, Lord, you know, because there's some, it's like, that sums it up. That's it right there. That's them.
Amen.
But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Are they not doing that?
That's Him.
Mm-hmm. We'll go out there and say, yes, they are.
Yes.
And all these things shall be given to you. Mm-hmm. Therefore, take no thought about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take thought about the things of self. Sufficient to the day is the trouble thereof. So they're coming here, they're seeking after God. God's going to add some things to them. And even the if their tomorrow is going out preaching the gospel, now they've got a testimony. They've got wisdom. They know how to operate in this. And whatever adversity comes against them while they're in their tomorrow, guess what? They'll be like, oh no. Oh no. All I got to do is seek God. And it's going to be added.
Can I read that in the message?
Oh yes, go ahead.
Starting in verse 32-34, says, if God gives such attention to the appearance of wildfires, most of which are never even seen, don't you think He'll attend to you, take pride in you, do His best for you? What I'm trying to do here is to get you to relax. Do not be so preoccupied with getting, so you can respond to God's giving. People who don't know God and the way He works fuss over these things, but you know both God and how He works. Steep your life in God reality, God initiative, God provisions. Don't worry about missing out. You'll find all your everyday human concerns will be met. Give your entire attention to what God is doing right now. And don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes.
Amen. That's good. So, Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for the KCBC students. Lord God, we thank you for their faith, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that they're reaching out to you, Lord God, that they come here because they believe they received a word from the Lord. And Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, that they are seeking after you, Father. They're seeking after you, God. They're seeking after your righteousness, Father. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are adding all things unto them, Lord God. You are adding all things unto them, Lord God, that are sufficient, Lord God. The things that they need, Lord God, for today, for tomorrow, Lord, we just thank you. Father God, we lift them up to you. Your sufficiency, Lord God. Shanga rebe sikara boho raba saha. Remano rebe ke shikara boho raba saha. Shekere boho raba soho remano do rebe he. Shinga ringa ramo boko rebe sekere beke shikara boho. Raba baba baka shekere beke shikara boho. Ramana mama mama ko rebe sekere beke shikara baha. Restoration, harebe ke shigra boko raba sakra baba, shanda raba soho rebe seke teke debo ho raba, rama mama mama ko rebe seke debe heche, ke shika rabo soho raba sakra baha, rama.
Resources from even things that they can't even imagine in their natural.
Right.
Way of thinking.
Wow. Yeah. The Lord is in that scripture, seek justice, have mercy, and walk humbly before my God. That's what I've been meditating on the last 2-3 weeks. But as we've been praying, the Lord just says, I want them to know how much I love them.
Mm-hmm.
Until they can accept and receive how much
mm-hmm.
I love them.
Interesting.
That the rest is not going to come. And as you were praying, the Lord, Isaiah 30:18, in this Amplified says, and therefore the Lord earnestly waits, expecting, looking, and longing to be gracious to you. And therefore he lifts himself up, that he may have mercy on you and show loving kindness to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed, happy, fortunate to be envied are all those who earnestly wait for him, who expect and look and long for him, for his victory, his favor, his love, his peace, his joy, and his matchless, unbroken companionship.
Yeah.
And that's what he said. They need to know I love them. Because
right.
once they realize that I love them and receive that love, the rest is going to come.
Okay. So here's the thing. I'm just going to quickly interject. Because if we're all praying, then there's going to be unity. Which
mm-hmm.
unity is a huge word Spirit, giving some things, bringing some things into the student. I
Amen.
Love that.
Amen.
All right, so let's go back in.
Thank you.
have the richest measure of the divine presence and become a body wholly filled and flooded with God Himself.
Was that just 19 or was it 19 and 20?
Just 19.
So that's interesting. Because
that
that's what
the vision of being wholly filled and flooded with Him. It's just like, oh.
Wow, and there it is in the Word. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
I didn't have the scripture reference, but that is what I wrote down when we were praying. Yeah. Seriously. Because I heard they know His love, but then when I wrote it down, I put their confession is going to be they know love. Because God is love. So they know Him.
Praise
you know.
The Lord.
That's what I wrote down, was knowing He loves you and receiving that love lets you see all things through compassion.
There we go.
Ooh,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
I
want to
share a little testimony because I have been very weary since we moved back a couple years ago. There's been a lot has happened. And so when I came today, I was like, God, I don't really want to see you. Do you love me? And as we were sitting there praying, He said, when you come here, I don't know if you've experienced that, there's so much going on and you get involved in everything. But one of the things he said was, you've forgotten how much I love you.
Wow.
And so we're sitting there praying for him. He said, and we need to remember that.
Wow.
You come from a place of compassion rather than just praying for others. Because you remember the love.
Yeah.
And that love comes through your prayers.
My God. Well, if you will accept it, Tony, just because she has a testimony, is going to lay her hands on you, you're going to be in agreement.
Hallelujah.
Just for strength.
I know, I told you.
I kind of put her on the spot. I believe she's instant in season.
It'd be like my husband said, no, you're not supposed to be weary while doing for due season your reap. If you say not, it's like a Bible thing.
Just remember, you're not alone. It's the one going on.
Oh, I know that.
In the spirit.
That. That's
so it's trickling on down. That's why you got to stay strong.
Yeah.
Your faith and in love.
Yeah.
And don't.
Come
closer
in.
To Him.
Come in with the saints.
Okay, so we're going to all be in agreement.
Yes.
Love on her.
Shandele Makalo,
God. It's true, but I'm just saying.
I know.
I just want to repent of them, because those people, like you